Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. We have got a lot going on, and we're just getting started on this Monday afternoon. I hope you had a great, great weekend. We are going to have a beautiful week. Weather's going to be almost spectacular all week, and I think the next chance of rain doesn't come until Sunday, so get out and enjoy it. I'm going to get right to your calls here in just a minute, but for those of you who are just tuning in, let me bring you up to date on everything we're talking about this afternoon. Over the weekend, President Trump went on a tweet tantrum condemning Saturday Night Live as a show that's not funny. And a show that is so biased against him, the Saturday Night Live is so unfair to him with their comedy, that maybe the Federal Election Commission or the FCC or both should look into the unbalance of humor directed at him, that they make fun of him and not equally make fun of the Democrats. Should the FCC require equal balance when it comes to comedy on Saturday Night Live, or maybe the late night talk show host? Also, the president tweeted a tweet bashing the late Senator John McCain for apparently sharing the infamous dossier. Much of the dossier, by the way, some of the dossier has been substantiated. And the more salacious part has not been substantiated yet. But John McCain apparently gave the dossier to then FBI Director James Comey. Now, President Trump did not have to bring that up on the weekend that John McCain's family was celebrating the anniversary, the 46th anniversary of his release as a POW from Vietnam. He also bashed McCain for voting against repealing Obamacare. So why does President Trump bash John McCain? In particular, I want to ask the diehard Trump supporters why that is. Why do you think he's taking this time to go out of his way to bash John McCain? I don't understand the political logic of that. Also, the president was very upset that Jeanine Pirro on the Fox News channel was not on. A documentary was on in her place. And wait till I tell you in just a moment who Fox News has hired. Fox News has a new hire. You're not going to believe who it is. Some of you may already know, but I'll get to that in just a moment. And then there's this tweet from the president about Fox News weekend anchors Arthel Neville and Leland Viterte. Is that his name? I don't know. The president is suggesting that they had low ratings because they were trained by CNN. And maybe they should be working for CNN. Really, I mean, why is the president that concerned with all of this? And I still go back to the idea that the president allows his feelings to be hurt because of something on Saturday Night Live, which, by the way, was just a rerun. Wasn't even a real show this week. Also, we're going to add to the conversation something else that the president has touched off. And look, I do all of this from the standpoint of a patriotic American. He is the president of my country. He's the president of the United States. And we should all care what he says and what he does. But the president seems to bring up this question once again, that he does not totally denounce white nationalism, in suggesting that I agree with him, white nationalists are a small group with a problem. A big problem, by the way. But the president doesn't seem to agree that white nationalism is on the rise in America and around the globe. Do you think it is? If you want to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about, our number is 260-1870. It's area code 504, 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. More of your texts are coming up. And let's see, from New Orleans, Gregory, welcome to our show.
Hey, what's going on, Scoot?
Hey, Gregory.
All right. You don't know what Donald Trump and McCain had in the past, okay? Off the field. So maybe that's why Trump is bashing McCain.
Okay, but does it make political sense? But no, because that doesn't matter. The fact that he is going to a social media public forum to go out of his way to bash an American hero is very perplexing to me. because I don't get it, other than the explanation that he is really deeply insecure and will never be the hero that John McCain was. He'll never be that kind of hero.
I mean, he's the president of the United States, okay? You can't get any better than that. All right, number one. Number two, once again, you don't know what personal guys, you know, they're the same age. You know, what happened in the 80s, man? Let's be honest, you know?
Gregory, yeah, I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm focusing on the idea that President Trump feels the need to bash McCain, who is seen by many as an American war hero. Why would he do that?
I'm not taking up his side, but I don't think he should have bashed McCain. I really didn't like that myself. Okay, but the thing about Saturday Night is boring. It's not what it used to be. They had a couple of funny skits. All right, and that thing about the news skit that they always do, you know what I'm saying, with the two guys, I don't like it. You know, it's full of this race is that. I hate that. You know, I once said back in the days it wasn't like
okay,
that.
Okay, so you used to wait. You used to think Saturday Night Live was funny.
Yeah, I used to think it was funny. You know,
about how old were you when you thought it was funny?
Shit, man, all the way up to like my.
Dump it, Ian, back at the studio.
We had to let
that one go. You know, I mean, look, again, I love the fact that people feel so relaxed talking with me that it's just a conversation between two people, and they let a four-letter word fly, but we can't allow that on the air, so we have to dump it. So, Gregory, if you want to call back, we can continue the conversation. But here's my point. This is a possibility. I'm not saying this is truly the point, but this is a possibility. If you used to think Saturday Night Live was really funny, think about how old you were and where you were in your life. The show targets that audience. They also target baby boomers, but they primarily target that audience, like, say, 25 to 45, 25 to 54, but probably primarily 25 to 45. That's probably their target audience. So if you're out of that audience, the other question is, have you gotten too old to enjoy Saturday Night Live? I mean, I hope not, but challenge yourself to think, hey, wait a minute, you know, maybe I would have thought this was funny when I was younger. All right, when we come back from this break, I'm going to tell you who Fox News has hired. I think you're going to be surprised. And this whole idea of white nationalism on the rise in America, based on what I see in the news and what we talk about on this show, it seems like white nationalism is on the rise. It seems like it's on the rise around the globe. And the horrific terrorist attack in New Zealand was apparently motivated by this white nationalist hate toward Muslims. Why do you think, and do you think, white nationalism is on the rise in America and around the world? If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, text 870-870. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, are you ready for Fox News' new hire? Questions about Arthel Neville, who is from the Neville family here in New Orleans. Very attractive, very capable news anchor. I'm getting the impression from President Trump that she was fired, although I didn't know that. The president's upset about her being gone, but claims that she was probably trained by CNN. Claims Shepard Smith is probably trained by CNN, so he should be fired. Also, the president is questioning Jeanine Pirro, who is gone. Her show this past weekend was covered by a documentary. She made some comments that many considered to be very inappropriate and very hateful about a new representative, a female representative, Omar, who's wearing a hijab, and basically said that she's not American. She implied that she cannot be American if she wears that, and that, of course, is stupid. So Jeanine Pirro out. Trump was upset about that. You know who they've hired? Fox News has hired former chair of the Democratic National Committee, Donna Brazile. Donna Brazile, now on Fox News. And here's part of what she said. I'm excited by the opportunity to share my perspective and views with the Fox News audience and to help shape the dialogue at this important juncture in our history. More importantly, I'm eager to learn from the experience. The 2020 presidential election is a consequential moment in American democracy. Everything we believe in as Americans will be examined and, in essence, ratified by our votes. But it concerns me, as it does the majority of good Americans, that our national debate has become hostile and disrespectful. We no longer simply agree to disagree. Too often we demonize the intentions of others. Our lines of communication are frayed, if not broken. Donna Brazile, now with Fox News. So, you know, I mean, I think this is a good hire. CNN goes out of its way to have conservatives on, like former Senator Rick Santorum. So if you look for balance, you will find some balance on all of the networks. By the way, Gregory, if the show was abruptly interrupted a few moments ago, I had to call for the dumping of Gregory. He didn't really mean it, but he let a word fly, and Gregory called back to apologize. Gregory, your apology is certainly accepted. You know, I love the fact that some people feel so comfortable talking to me that it's just a conversation between the two of us, and they let, you know, a word fly like it's just two people having a conversation. But, you know, technically we do have to dump that. So let me get back to some more of your calls. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Rashard, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing there, brother?
I'm very good.
Hey, a couple of things, you know. Let me be real candid here and speak truth to power as I normally do concerning Agent Orange Diamond Khan, who called. Now, I'm going to always give him a name, Scoop, because he's, you know, Joe Biden speaking, you know, he said something. He gave him a title of, what do you say? He's the low IQ guy.
So yeah, well, now, and look, and to be honest with you, as much fun as he is as a person, probably in person, yeah, and at a country club, and as much fun as President Trump might be out of the suit of being president of the United States, you know, I don't know that President Trump should be anyone to be questioning anybody else's IQ.
Right, because he's still hiding his grades and had Michael Cohen to try to, you know, sue people if they try to get his grades, to see how smart a dumb he really was. But I want to give condolences to my Muslim brothers and sisters, first of all, the one in New Zealand who got killed and slaughtered like they did. Now, I must say this, too. I hope the callers and listeners stop listening to Tommy Tucker's show. Tommy has barred me, blackballed me, school.
No,
for a long
time. Rashard, Rashard, I'm not
going to look.
I'm not going to get into talking about other hosts on this show in that way.
All right.
I don't know what happened. And it's possible that if you do the same thing, you might be blackballed on this show. I don't know what happened, so I don't want to comment on that. It's not fair. So I don't want to go there.
The power didn't like what I was saying, but at the same token, you know, you got a 28-year-old in New Zealand who's having to be from Australia. He got angry, Scoop, to where he got to go kill people because he feel like he privileged or somebody took something from him he was entitled to, which is he's not a citizen of New Zealand, and there's only 1% of Muslim population there. You know, the bashing and the demonizing on Muslims.
I don't know why, Rashard. I talk about this all the time. I don't know why people are so freaked out at Muslims, and there are people who are just freaked out at Muslims. Like they just think that if you're a Muslim, you're an evil person, and that is the farthest thing from the truth. And these people are close-minded people who don't know Muslims, and they just a lack of knowledge I guess ignorance is always manifested, and sometimes hate is manifested by a lack of knowledge.
Yeah, now, also, too, what I was trying to do, to be honest with you, I was calling Tommy that day to, you know, get condolence, but also was calling because he had quoted something out of the Quran saying, touch the infidels and send them wherever you may find them. And I just was trying to give him a history on what that verse actually was talking about. He only gave that one verse, but you got to read from the beginning. It started at verse 1. He picked up at verse 5, you know, and that was unfair. The way he presented it, as if in the Quran it says, go and kill people if they don't be like you. And that's further from the truth.
You can take parts of the Old Testament of the Bible and make it seem like every Christian is a really evil, hateful person.
Yeah, but we shouldn't even do that neither. I'm just saying, you know, but we shouldn't do that because God is not the author of confusion. You're the Jews with the Torah. You're the first ones here. We're talking about our religion and our race is better where if God wanted to, he created the Jews, right? He could have made a world of all Jews, but he didn't. So then Christianity came about. Well, he could have created a world of all Christians, but he didn't. He also could have created a world of all white people if they thinking that white people are superior, but God didn't. He diversified from the inception, the 12 tribes of Israel. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be whether you're black, white, or green. It shouldn't be whether you're gay, straight, or in between. It should be, you should be treated like a human being. You know what I'm saying? And that's
I would have to agree with that, Rashad.
And you should respect people because I may think, talk, look different than you. That don't mean I'm evil.
I totally agree.
We gotta get back to respect. That's the problem.
Well, we do.
We do not respect each other. Rashad, that's what the problem is.
I would agree with you on that. You know, I had a chance to be in a very nice place to watch the Old Metairie St. Patrick's Day Parade yesterday at Zumo and Gino's Style in Metairie, the corner of Severn and Metairie Road there. And, you know, they're friends of mine. I had a chance to, you know, have a nice place, protected place to be and watch part of the parade. Didn't stay for very long, but watched it and enjoyed that. And within the whole party, it was a very, very big party. A number of people came up to me and talked to me about how they were sorry about what happened to me with the motorcycle incident. And they also said, you know, I don't always agree with you, but I like you. I don't always agree with your opinion, but I love the show. Those are the most flattering comments to me. And that's the way it should be. And in fact, the people that disagreed with me, I like them. I didn't suddenly want to not be at the party. It didn't make me want to leave the party because there were people there who disagreed with me. We simply disagreed, and that's okay. And that's something that we're losing in this country, and we should not lose that because this is one of the hallmarks of our democracy. Here's a text that says, white nationalism is rising because we are tired of all the political correctness affecting us. Saturday Night Live has not been funny for a long, long time. John McCain is not a hero in all people's eyes, especially people who served with him in the Navy. Well, that's not totally true. There are people who served in the Navy with John McCain who do think he's a hero. But I do agree with you that he's not a hero in the minds of everybody. But that's why, since he is a hero in the minds of many people, if you're a Trump supporter, I'd like to know what the explanation is. Why would President Trump go out of his way this past weekend to bash Trump, to bash McCain, who passed away last August? Why would he go out of his way to do that? And I'll have Meghan McCain, his daughter, who's a Republican, by the way, her response to President Trump's comment when we come back after this break. If you're on hold, stay with us because we're going to get back with more of your comments. A lot going on, a lot of hate to talk about, which is sad, but hey, we'll be back on WWL. So President Trump went out of his way to once again bash John McCain. And this was the weekend when I think it was 46 years ago this past weekend that he was released as a POW from Vietnam. I mean, what is the logic behind Trump doing this? Meghan McCain, his daughter, said in a tweet, "No one will ever love Trump the way they love my father. I wish I had been given many more Saturdays with him." And again, the president sent out the tweet on a Saturday. Meghan McCain goes on to say, maybe you should spend more time with your family instead of tweeting, obsessing over my father. Interesting point. All right, we're talking about a lot this afternoon. Let me get back to your calls from Metairie. Mike, welcome to the show.
Afternoon, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
Real quick comment about, I know you mentioned something about the break, about the people that came up to you at St. Patty's yesterday. Do call the show, listen a lot, and just to give you a little thing on my end, enjoy your optimism. That's why one of the reasons why I listen it comes to issues with people and whatever. You tend to be very optimistic, even stuff that's happened to you. So that's one of the things I appreciate. Let me ask you this: on the rise for neo-Nazism, and I know people tend to deny this, but this is where I tend to go for my particular sources. Have you ever been to San Francisco, Scoot,
yes,
by any chance?
Yes, I have.
Okay, have you been to Pittsburgh?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, I'm trying to pick a city that you may have not been to, but my point is if you're looking,
I've never been to Boston.
Okay, never been to, and another one, Boston. Give me one more.
I've never been to Boston. I have never been to Toledo.
Okay, if you're looking for advice,
and have no plans to go there. Go ahead.
if you're looking for information to go to one of these places, you go to TripAdvisor. You ask people who have been there or have associated themselves with those cities to know whether you would enjoy it. So if you want, the reason I bring that up, if you want to know why the neo-Nazis have risen in this country, in other words, is you go ask them. Go to their website, see what they talk about, see what they say, see what, how they refer to things. And I've done this myself, and I've seen articles and whatnot. Trump's rhetoric, whether you believe he's a racist or not, doesn't mean that he is, but they do. And his rhetoric, his ideas, some of his policies have emboldened their ideology, and they've used it for recruiting and other things. So I'm not – listen, do I think he's a racist? Yes, but that's just my opinion. Doesn't mean that it's true. But they think he is. And again, if you want to know why and where the thinking is coming from, go look at them. Go ask them.
You know,
them.
Mike, sometimes when I ask questions, they're intended to be rather rhetorical, because I totally agree with you. I do know why, for whatever reason, white supremacists feel like they now, for the first time in a long time, have permission to be more open about their hate and their feeling of superiority.
Absolutely. And to answer your question about this issue with John McCain, again, just my opinion, but you also have to wonder where in this guy's mental makeup, okay? Forget about everything else. There's just one incident that's always stuck in my craw from the beginning, that he felt that it was acceptable, or the lack of impulse or empathy or any kind of emotional stops that he has, that he felt it was okay to make fun of a disabled person at a campaign rally. The point being is we're asking this stuff about McCain and this and that. You can like him for a lot of reasons. I'm not going to dispute whether you didn't like Hillary or the things you like about Trump. The man is a narcissistic sociopath.
Well,
and he has no empathy. He has no control over some of those issues. And that's just who he is. I mean, the fact that he felt, just think about that. The fact that he felt that it was okay and had no ability to control himself to make fun of a disabled person. Now, what also emboldens him is that he can continue to do these things and people will still support him. But my point is that he is who he is, and quit denying who he is, but that's who he is.
Well, that is who he is. It's true. I don't know if the White House and the new chief of staff, Mike Mulvaney, over the weekend on some of the talk shows was defending the president, saying he's not a racist and he's not a white supremacist. And, you know, it really shouldn't even be a question. I mean, there should be no doubt that that's the case. I don't know if Trump is a white supremacist, but I do know that he stops short of treating white supremacists the way that he treats a lot of other groups that he doesn't like. And so if you stay away from bashing a group that you don't like, if you bash the groups you don't like, but you stay away from bashing one group that people think you shouldn't like, then it kind of implies that you like the group. I don't know if he does or doesn't, but he certainly doesn't help his cause when he claims to not be a white nationalist or not sympathize with white nationalism. And when you think about what happened in New Zealand and what has happened in this country, there is a rise in white nationalism. And whether Trump is to blame directly or not, his presence in our pop culture is giving that group permission to openly come forward. And in some cases, it's openly come forward and manifest their hate through murder and acts of violence. If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back with more of your comments on WWL. And I celebrate every afternoon from 1 to 4. I celebrate the fact that you and I can get together and we can disagree and we can still say what we want to say. I mean, obviously within some limits, but we are free to be critical of the president or to praise the president of the United States, regardless of who he or she is. Let me get right back to your calls from Gentile. Justin, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call. I got a story for you.
Yeah.
Well, since you've shared your pain and suffering you've been going through lately with all of us, I'm going to share a pain and suffering story with you. And this happened 2 days ago. Saturday morning, I hadn't slept all night Friday night. And all of a sudden, my left leg stops working. I'm falling to the ground. And I put a drumstick in my hand, and my left hand can't even manipulate a drumstick. And I thought I had a stroke. I was scared. I called my friends, and he said, Justin, you go to the hospital. I said, no, wait, hold on a second. And there's no way I'm driving uptown during St. Patty's Day. So what it was, sleep deprivation. I had not had a good sleep in probably about 3 years. And
really?
I slept 10 hours. Yeah, I swear to God. And I slept 10 hours Saturday, slept 8 hours Sunday, and I woke up and my leg and my arm were working perfect. And I was really scared. I was facing my mortality. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, because what you were suffering, those symptoms seem a lot more frightening than sleep deprivation.
Well, I do know that, a stroke will cause, spots in your eyes.
Yeah, well, I might have thought what you thought. I would have been scared.
I was very scared. Let me tell you, I've been living for 55 years, and I'm on limited time.
No, you're not. Now, man, we're gonna live as long, well, almost as long as we want to. I mean, I don't even think about when it's gonna happen. I mean, I don't even worry about that. I just think about today, and I'm having a good time, and I hope you do the same. And but you get to a certain age, and something goes wrong, and you can't help but think, hey, I don't know, man, is this serious or not? I certainly do get that. And let's see, from Slidell, Chuck, welcome to WWL. Good afternoon, Chuck.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. Listen, I was just listening to you a moment ago, and you made the comment about because of the rise in that and white nationalism, I think it was, here in the United States.
It seems like there's a rise in it, yeah.
Yeah. Give me three examples of that, please.
Well, I think the Charlottesville, for example, I'll give you New Zealand, but that was not in our country. I think
Charlottesville, was that one crazy white guy with a gun?
Well, tell me the point you're trying to make.
Let me explain. It is horrific with what they do. Okay, there is no question. I don't try to minimize that in any way, shape, or form. But I think there's no more rise of nationalism from white people in this country than there is any other group. I think you're just seeing more of it because of social media and things like that. I think you're getting a much better or a much bigger view of things because of specialty groups who are getting much more media attention because of their dislike for Trump. So I just, look, you got groups like Black
Lives
Matter.
Well, Chuck,
Black Lives Matter wants to have, and they've got a cause and a purpose.
Let's go back to the fact that, this is what you think, and that's your opinion. And it's my opinion, having been in this business as long as I've been in this business, talking about the top issues. Exactly. That's why I said, it seems as if, this is my opinion, I'm expressing my opinion, that it seems as if, I've never said it's a fact, so don't put words in my mouth, it seems as if white nationalism is growing. And again, this comes from my years of dealing with these topics on the air every day. And I see an increase of what we're talking about.
My apologies. I thought you said there was a rise, not that you thought there might be a rise.
Well, when I say it seems as if there's a rise, and I don't remember what my exact words are, but this is an opinionated-driven show. So, I mean, I've never gone out of my way to make a point of saying that factually.
So many people aggravated with the general media population.
Well, maybe the general public needs to understand, Chuck.
They try to set false narratives from the beginning, and that's basically all that was doing, was setting false narratives.
Okay.
Because
so,
tell
me on the air. Tell me that, because I kind of interrupted you. Tell me that again. I want you to state that you don't think there's a rise in white nationalism in America.
I don't think there is I don't think there's any more of a rise in white nationalism in America than there is in nationalism of any other group that's out there.
Okay. I appreciate the call. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, text is 870-870. The general public needs to, I think, really understand that they misunderstand the media. This is an opinionated-driven talk show, like Limbaugh, like Hannity, like so many others that are supported by one particular side. So this business about, oh my God, you're giving false information, a false narrative. Man, please, come on, understand what you're dealing with. If you're a consumer of the media, you have some responsibility of understanding the role of the media. This is an opinion-driven show, but I also allow your opinions as well. Everybody's talking. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. I'd like to think that really we are all Americans first. And one of the comments that I heard at the St. Patrick's Day parade yesterday was a guy who came up to me and he goes, it was a discussion with a couple of people, like, I don't always agree with you, but I love your show. And the guy goes, hey, where are you from? I said, I'm from New Orleans. He goes, that's it. See, we stick together. You know, whether it's New Orleanians, Louisianians, Mississippians, Floridians, or Americans, we should all stick together because, in a way, really, we are family. We've been talking about the horrific terrorist attack in New Zealand, apparently motivated by white nationalists. And in my opinion, white nationalism is on the rise. Not everybody agrees with that. From Gentilly, Dan, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
I'm good, Dan.
I just want to say one fact that there's an increase in white nationalist activity. It's FBI statistics. And so many of domestic terror groups and many hate crimes against blacks, Jews, and other so-called minorities have been on the increase according to FBI statistics.
Yeah, I have read that, yeah.
Yeah, so the caller, this would be for the caller.
Yeah, there are stats out there. I mean, I don't have them in front of me, so I didn't want to say it's factual. But, you know, I mean, I'm not stupid. I mean, you may disagree with me, but I'm certainly not stupid. And in my observation of doing talk radio for a very, very long time, I can tell you the things that become popular, the things that have been popular to talk about, and how often they come up. And white nationalism comes up a lot more often now than it has in the past. And it just seems as if the manifestation of, like, this is, we're not talking about white people rising up. I mean, that was one of the most ignorant things that caller said. This is not about white people rising up. This is about white nationalism. That is a small, specific splinter group from white people.
And quickly before you go to break, there are two hate groups. There are those who openly express their hate and those who silently support them. And so I feel that many people, such as the president, who refuse to be part of these groups are in the group of the silent supporters and those who support the president and his silence, in my opinion. That's how I see that.
Well, and Dan, you know, that's possible. I mean, this guy, Stephen Miller, who is a top advisor to President Trump, Stephen King, the politician from, I think, Iowa. I mean, you know, these people spew such incredible racist hate. And yet, you know, the president doesn't disagree. I mean, if you don't disagree with something, I guess the implication is you agree with it. That might not be the case. But when you're pressed to disagree with it and you don't disagree with it, then you can't help but think that maybe you agree with it. But I don't know if President Trump is a white supremacist. I'm Scoot. I saw the play Hamilton. We'll talk about that next hour on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.